In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the reading of this Gospel makes us asking, what does Jesus mean? And we can begin by saying that Jesus does not praise the dishonest stewards. It is the steward's master, the steward's debtors, who praises the steward in the parable. People have what is presumably the false impression that the steward defrauds his master out of some of his goods when he asks the debtors to write a new note. However, when the steward asks the debtors to write out a new note, we take it that the steward is cancelling his own commission, which would have been part of the note, while his master still received all that was his due. If we are generous with others' money, of course, we cannot be generous. Everything we have is a gift from God. This includes our life, our physical and spiritual talents, and whatever material goods we may possess. This means that we are not absolutely masters, but rather that we are stewards of God's creation and should use things in the way God intended them to be used. The first purpose of our human existence, the reason why God created us, is that we might attain heaven, eternal life, in the face-to-face vision of God. A major source of evil in the world is the secular attitude that man is the sole owner of all he possesses, that he can do as he pleases with his possessions, that he is not accountable to anyone except himself. Jesus offers a correction of this opinion in the Gospel of today. All of us, at the end of our life, we will have to give an account for that we've received and how we used it. The world says there is no objective law one must conform to. There is no divine or natural law. Man is autonomous. Gratify yourself, accumulate as much wealth as you can, since wealth guarantees access to power and fame. You are accountable to no one but yourself, so you can create your own reality from your conscience according to your own ideas, even in opposition to the teaching of the church. That's what the world tells us. The gospel message of Jesus is very different. He says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all things will be given to you. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Love God above all things, and your neighbor as yourself. Seek heavenly goods first, not earthly. Seek eternal realities first, because they last, not the temporal things which pass away. Dear friends, we have never seen a safe on a coffin. Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field. It's like a pearl of great price. Sacrifice everything to possess it. St. Augustine says, that what is not eternal is nothing. In today's parable, God is a rich man, and we are his stewards, his agents. So we must use our talents wisely according to God's law. Eventually, at the judgment, we will have to give an accounting of our stewardship. Since God is bountiful and generous with us, we in turn should be generous in using our talents and goods to help others. As I said, we might be shocked at the praise the master heaps on the unjust stewards. But he is praised for his cunning and foresight, not for his bad stewardship. He has cancelled his bad stewardship by being generous with his neighbor. We should be more diligent in living well and serving our neighbor than the children of this world are in seeking wealth and pleasure. Their pleasures are temporal and do not last. The prize we seek is permanent and lasting. The words of Jesus are clear: seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things will be given to you besides. Let us be careful to note the steward is condemned for his bad stewardship. Jesus is not telling us that it's good to be lazy. It's good to neglect his wife, his children, your husband, whoever. No, the steward is condemned for his bad stewardship, but he is praised for his generosity. The steward betrays Jesus when he wastes his goods, and he comes back in the grace of the master when he uses the same goods for others and relieves their pain. Dear faithful, God will never blame us for the generosity with which we use the goods, our time, he entrusted to us. Our life is short. Let us then exercise all our zeal as long as we can do it. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.